No recipe for hygge is complete without candles. When Danes are asked what they most associate with hygge, an overwhelming 85% will mention candles. The word for spoilsport in Danish is lyseslukker, which literally means the one who puts out the candles. And this is no coincidence. There is no faster way to get to hygge than to light a few candles, or, as they are called in Danish, levende lys, or living lights. The American ambassador to Denmark said of the Danes' love affair with candles, "I mean, it is not just in the living room, it is everywhere, in your classrooms, in your boardrooms. As an American, you think, fire hazard, how can you possibly have an open flame in your classroom? It is a kind of emotional happiness and emotional coziness." The American ambassador is onto something. According to the European Candle Association, Denmark burns more candles per head than anywhere in Europe. Each Dane burns around 6 kilos of candle wax each year. To put this in context, each Dane consumes around 3 kilos of bacon per year. Yes, bacon consumption per capita is a standard metric in Denmark. The candle consumption is a European record. In fact, Denmark burns almost twice as much candle wax as the runner-up, Austria, with 3.16 kilos per year. However, scented candles are not a big thing. In fact, Ask Håndblad, Denmark's oldest producer of candles, don't even include scented candles in their product range. Scented candles are considered artificial, and Danes prefer natural and organic products. In fact, Danes rank towards the top of the list in Europe when it comes to buying organic. More than half of Danes light candles almost every day during autumn and winter, and only 4% say they never light candles, according to a survey by one of the major newspapers in Denmark. During December, the candle consumption soars to thrice as many, and this is also the time to witness the special candle that is only to be burnt in the days leading up to Christmas, namely the kalenderlys, the Advent candle. This candle is marked by 24 lines, one for each day in December before Christmas, turning it into the slowest countdown clock in the world. Another special candle occasion is May 4th, also known as Lysfest or Light Party. On this evening in 1945, the BBC broadcast that the German forces who had occupied Denmark since 1940 had surrendered. As many countries during the Second World War, Denmark was subject to blackouts to prevent enemy aircraft from navigating by city lights. Today, Danes still celebrate the return of the light on this evening by putting candles in their windows. Hyggelig as they might be, there is one serious drawback to being crazy about candles: the soot. Studies show that lighting just one candle fills the air with microparticles more severely than traffic in a busy street. A study undertaken by the Danish Building Research Institute showed that candles shed more particles indoors than either cigarettes or cooking. Despite Denmark being a highly regulated country, we are, however, yet to see warning labels on candles. Nobody messes with the hygge fanatics. There is a growing awareness among Danes of the importance of airing out a room after burning candles. Nevertheless, despite the health implications, Danes continue to consume candles in obscene quantities. Lamps. Lighting is not just about candles. Danes are obsessed by lighting in general. I once spent 2 hours walking around Rome with my girlfriend at the time to find a restaurant that had hyggelig lighting. Danes select lamps carefully and place them strategically to create soothing pools of light. It is an art form, a science, and an industry. Some of the most beautiful designed lamps in the world come from the golden age of Danish design. For example, the lamps of Poul Henningsen, Arne Jacobsen, and Werner Pernten. Visit a student on a shoestring budget and you may still encounter a 1,000 euro Werner Pernten lamp in the corner of a 32 square meter flat. The rule of thumb is, the lower the temperature of the light is, the more hygge. A camera flash is around 5,500 Kelvin. Fluorescent tubes are 5,000. Incandescent lamps are 3,000. While sunsets, wood, and candle flames are about 1,800. This is your hygge sweet spot.